Yo, BJ Gador with the Weekly BJ Podcast, and today we're talking about the hateful eight fats you absolutely must avoid in your diet, not just any time, but specifically during this time with the coronavirus pandemic. Let's get into it. All right, so I hope you had a great, long, restful Memorial Day weekend if you live in the States. Honestly, what's a weekend anymore? I mean, in this pandemic life, all these days start kind of blending together. And, you know, if anything, you've got to work hard on a weekly basis to try to carve out weekends versus weekdays, depending on whether you're being productive or not. Some people have just given up and they've rested and done nothing. Others have like been more productive than ever. And there's pros and cons to each. You know, honestly, I finally hit a wall the past several weeks. And then I just decided I'm going to take I took the full weekend off. This past weekend, I really needed it. My wife and I we binged Billions. Awesome show on Showtime. I highly recommend. Super kind of competitive alphas just competing at every step of life in the financial sector specifically, but also just for power and influence. It's just really a super entertaining show with great actors. But, you know, we've been working nonstop since this happened. And even through my wife's father passed, my father-in-law, early on in the crisis, you know, we pushed even harder to keep moving forward. You know, it's everybody reacts with tragedy or in crisis differently. You know, I guess our DNA is just to put our heads down and get to work. And there's cons with that because obviously you're not taking care of yourself as much as you probably should. You're working too hard. And you know, we started to work into the weekends. And especially as I'm designing these weekly workouts and building this workout show every week, this live workout show, you have no idea how much goes into it. It's a lot. And especially because, you know, I take a lot of pride in making sure the people that are doing it, you know, they tell me it's a highlight of their week. They look forward to it every week. It's just helping them get through this challenging time. So I take that as an extra burden that I have to, you know, make sure that everything I have is put into each one, and it takes a toll. So I just, luckily I have my wife who provides the balance in my life. And she said, you know what, let's have no live workout next week. Let's get ahead of schedule. And then let's start just understanding that this is a long-term thing. So, you know, let's make sure every month we have at least a week off from it. Let our people rest, but also, you know, let us unwind, you know, just have a little fun again. And as I've said before in past podcasts, sometimes I got to listen to my own fucking advice. You need time to be unproductive so you can be most productive, especially when we're talking about for the long haul. So my 37-year-old body and really my mind, I was just coming to kind of I was burning out a little bit. So really enjoyed this extended weekend off. Getting back into things already. It's a Tuesday at the time recording this. And I appreciate all the very kind emails that were sent in with the announcement and, you know, just the support and, you know, agreeing that it was, many of you were like, thank God, because you couldn't do another one. So don't worry, Fat Frying Flows 4.0 will be coming to you by the end of the week. You'll be doing that, your workout of the week next week. And we'll be live again the following Wednesday at 10 a.m. PST on YouTube.com. And I'll build out a full schedule for the rest of the year, so you know which weeks will be off. And I'm going to try to, just like I used to do by the way, I used to do this all the time with our boot camps in Milwaukee. You know, we trained as a group 37 weeks of the year. The other weeks were timed perfectly with, you know, seasonal breaks, holidays, those types of things. So we'll plan that out. Because again, when you're training this hard, you've got to build in some rest time. And you got to build in some off time. And God, did my body need it. I feel so good. And I'm ready now for another push. So just want to give a heads up on that and thank you for that. I also, again, I hesitate to even mention this because it's a polarizing show and a polarizing figure, and I never want to make this show about politics or anything like that. But I do watch the show real time with Bill Maher. And part of why I do is I respect the fact that as someone who's now trying to make their own weekly workout show, he's had a weekly one-hour show for the last, you know, 20 plus years. And God, by the way, he's smart too. He builds in off weeks and months. Sometimes there's a month or so off. He's very smart about how to keep himself going. And because again, he has a full time staff, but it's been funny to see him now make this show at home in his backyard without his staff. And I'll tell you what, man, you don't realize, many of you, I don't know if you've been watching SNL when they were trying to do it at home, like these shows don't hit the same way they do when it's in a studio with a live production team. So I tell you this because there's so many good content creators out there that don't get the play they deserve because they just don't have the team or the resources. And then when you add laugh tracks and three camera angles and all this stuff, it makes a huge difference. And a lot of these shows, man, they're just not hitting the same way. But he's doing a good job working through it, doing it in his backyard at home. I know he's a polarizing figure. I don't agree with everything he says, but he's a funny guy and he's an educated guy. And I respect the grind, okay? Let me just put it that way. So I don't want to make it political at all for people listening to this. But he had a guest on his show, and this is the main purpose of this episode. Her name was Dr. Kate, and she has several books. I'll have a link in the show notes, and then we'll have a discussion in the forum at thedailybj.com about this with more information. And basically, this guest was outlining the fact that many of the real issues that are happening with people that are getting coronavirus and being hospitalized isn't necessarily the virus as much as it is when you get hospitalized and you end up getting in a fasted state and stuff like that, and you start mobilizing stored fat. You know, people don't realize that burning fat can be dangerous because your fat holds, it stores things. It stores fats, it stores toxins. And our diets have 10 to 20 times the amount of vegetable oil and polyunsaturated fats than it should. And these fats are highly inflammatory. So much so that when they get released in your bloodstream, that inflammation can create fluid and it can fuck up your circulation. It can fill your lungs with fluid. Again, all it does is really exacerbate the conditions of already what has happened to your body with a disease, with an infection. So, and this isn't news in terms of, we've always known that, you know, fat stores toxins. But wow, it's like the perfect storm now because everything in our fucking diet has these 8 seed oils. Here's the list. It'll be in the show notes as well. Canola, corn, cottonseed, soy, sunflower, safflower, grapeseed, rice bran. These are the cheap fucking oils that industry uses because it cuts costs. There's long shelf lives, and this shit is just, it's so bad for us. It's so bad. It wreaks havoc on our overall health and metabolism. And especially now, if you get sick with this disease and you start releasing this shit in your bloodstream, combined with the actual viral infection itself, I mean, this is why people under 65 that should not be dying from this are dying. Again, this is like a lot of things are finally coming to a head with the way we have eaten and the way that our society supplies food, produces food. And, you know, again, a lot of this can sound like I'm not trying to over-dramatize the situation, but God, I did an inventory of some of the stuff in our house. My favorite fucking brand of chips. The kettle chips, the first two ingredients are sunflower and safflower oil. Now, am I going to cut it out completely? Probably not. I'm just going to make sure that I'm going to limit it to once a week at most. And then I honestly might just start just making my own fucking popcorn with olive oil. Because this shit is particularly damaging to people that have a high level of body fat. And what's interesting, and this has happened many times, like, you know, in my early days of my 20s, when I used to do physique competitions and when I was really into extreme dieting, like extreme stuff that I would never promote now. But I, you know, part of how you learn is you go to the extremes and eventually you try to find an extreme middle, so to speak, right? It's always going to be extreme. It's always going to be extreme. This life, eating well is an extreme, especially in America. So it's always going to be extreme, just, you know, a more middled extreme. And I always remember, even with clients of mine, who would lose a lot of fat. You know, they would start, they'd break out a little bit. They would, their shits would start to become really oily and they would smell. Sometimes they'd smell things that they didn't even eat. And again, a lot of what's happening there is, when you're metabolizing fat, it can come your poops can get oily, but there's just toxins. And there's inflammatories. There's inflammation now in your body that was in your fat. This is why fat is so dangerous. It's not just because of the fact that, you know, obesity is the cause of most deaths in this country, frankly, that are not of an accident. You know, they lead to all types of metabolic disorders, heart disease, cancers, you know, you name it, diabetes. But the fact is your fat holds poison. And that's why you want to be lean. I mean, part of the benefit, my metabolism is so on point right now as I've been doing these workouts. You know, I always work out consistently, but the workouts we've been doing at DailyBJ.com this year have been next level. And fat does not stand a chance unless your diet is awful and you're not doing the workouts, okay? So you have to do some self-inventory. If you've gained weight during this time while doing these workouts, you're either not doing the workouts and or you're eating like shit. But when you don't have a lot of body fat, even when you take in toxins, your metabolism is on fire, you can actually process and get rid of these toxins quickly. And they will not end up storing as much in your fat. It's a benefit. Like, being lean allows you a level of flexibility. That's the problem. People, most motherfuckers, they think they want the flexibility right away while they're fat. And you can't, you just can't have it. I'm telling you, you can't have it. Because you're already so far behind, and there's so many things working against you. Eventually, you can start incorporating some of this stuff in moderation. It's going to make its way into a lot of things. We'll touch on towards the end here. Quick, I wanted to make this a quick episode, but just some four quick action steps you can take to just get this shit out of your diet, and then eventually out of your body long term. But if you're holding 10 to 20 pounds of fat or more in your body, fuck the six pack. Your body's a ticking time bomb, especially when you do get sick. Okay? You have to understand that about yourself. But I can tell you, like, as you would lose it, I had one guy tell me he was tasting Cheetos. He hadn't had Cheetos in years, but he was tasting Cheetos because, he lost over 100 pounds and, you know, that was years of fat accumulation. Sometimes it's like decades of toxins in your fucking fat stores. So this stuff is of huge importance to start paying attention to, especially now. You still want to avoid trans fats and hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils if you see them in ingredients or whatever. But these hateful eight, as Dr. Kate calls them, are loaded with these polyunsaturated fatty acids. And they're more commonplace and arguably just as, if not more damaging, because they're pro-inflammatory. And you know, one thing people know when I make my shakes, I use flax oil, which is a polyunsaturated fat source, but it has a lot of omega-3s and not so many of the more inflammatory omega-6, omega-9. These eight seed oils like canola, corn, cottonseed, soy, sunflower, safflower, grapeseed, rice bran, these are the cheap oils that, you know, honestly, it makes me, at some point you just get like so infuriated with the food industry. You know, we live in a capitalist economy, but capitalism in some ways has fucked our food supply. At restaurants, at factories, people will always fucking cut corners and cut costs where they can. It always comes at the expense of our health. So you just have to be educated. You have to make sure that you do what you can to avoid this stuff whenever possible, because there are some situations where you can't avoid them. Check out the article for more on this, by the way. But as I mentioned, when you lose fat, all the toxins stored in your body fat, including these inflammatory cereals, get released into your blood. And many of those under 65 with serious cases of corona typically have these underlying metabolic disorders that just now they come to fruition when they're in the hospital. And the ultimate test of your metabolism is your body's ability to fight disease. So, you know, it's not just can it burn fat. And this is by the way, this is part of why I believe in eliminating snacks in your diet, creating more space between your meals. You've got to get your body using fat as a fuel source. It's a combination of a lot of things, right? People's bodies are so morphed right now, they run on sugar instead of fat. Now, we got to use sugar when we do high-intensity stuff, you know, these workouts. But at other times, your body needs to run on fat for fuel. But if you're constantly supplying it with sugar and unhealthy fats, not only are you becoming a ticking time bomb, but your body doesn't know how to metabolize fat properly, and you're going to be storing toxic fat into your body fat. So four action steps you can take right now. Again, follow up with this doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm just trying to pass really important information to people I care about, which are you guys. You guys and gals are the people I care about outside of my home and my very small inner circle, okay? So I just want to get this information to you, dig more in, share with your friends and family, whatever. But immediately, use olive oil and butter to cook with whenever possible, okay? Those are two of the healthiest fats to cook with. They're also two of the most delicious. Make sure it's not refined. You know, go grass-fed butter, go extra virgin unrefined olive oil in dark containers, ideally. And don't overdo it. You know, try to use a tablespoon of olive oil, a pat of butter. Don't load it because, you know, it's very caloric. Fats are more than twice caloric per gram than carbs or protein, right? We know that. But these are the especially at home, like, you just can't use that shit because you're going to find it's going to sneak in somewhere, especially if you go to restaurants or grocery stores. Anything packaged or canned, bottled, can sneak some of these eight shitty fats and these eight shitty seed oils in. But start cooking with those, primarily those two fats. Primarily those two. The second thing, like, and this happens with a lot of, you know, people, I mean, I eat healthy, I eat salads. Well, the salad dressings are loaded with seed oils. Loaded. And a lot of these that say they have made with olive oil might be one of the ingredients, but because they don't want to give you too much olive oil, because olive oil is expensive. Healthy shit costs money. I don't know how to, protein is expensive, especially quality proteins. Quality fats are expensive. All right, so you just have to understand, you want to pay now or you want to pay even more later. Make your own oil and vinegar dressings, because they're sneaking in these fucking seed oils into almost all dressings. And by the way, this happens all the time at healthy places like Whole Foods. You'll see these really beautifully designed bottles, $10+ dressing bottles, and they might have some olive oil in them, but they'll have one or more of these seed oils in them too. So just go classic, like pure vinegar, pure olive oil for your dressings and marinades. That's a great way to cut this shit out of your diet quickly. Those first two steps. Number three, always read the ingredient lists of any packaged or bottled foods. And if you see that they have any one of these eight seed oils, especially earlier on in the ingredients list, the more early you see them in the ingredients list left to right, the more pronounced they are in the food. So, I mean, especially if they're in like the first 3 to 5 ingredients, that's a once a week thing. And then in all honesty, like, fuck, it's like, man, I'll just start making my own fucking popcorn. You know, I'll pay $10 for a fucking bag of chips once a week if it doesn't have this shit in it. But most people won't. That's the part of the problem, is we don't keep these motherfuckers accountable. And that's why the fourth step is you got to support local restaurants and grocers that go out of their way to use foods and ingredients that don't contain these eight seed oils. You know, one thing I liked about Five Guys, they cook their fries in peanut oil. And I say, well, people have peanut allergies. Yes, that's a problem. Okay, I understand that. But peanut oil is more expensive. It's a deliberate choice to use a healthier oil for the population. So if you find restaurants in your area that go out of their way, like, one, by the way, anybody who's a good chef knows that, like, good chefs, world-class chefs, what do they cook with? Olive oil and butter. That's how you make quality fucking meals. Those two things. The other shit that that is proliferating in our society now, because it's all about profits and cutting costs and who gives a fuck about the people. You know, this is, you gotta fucking take control of your diet. You gotta take control of, and support the local businesses that are doing the right thing, even if it costs more money. Go out of your way to promote those local businesses. Eat there when you can. Order from them when you can. Fuck, it's just, I was so mad when I watched this because, I mean, it's like, what do you expect from these fucking idiots? What do you expect? That's why also Billions is such a cool show, because again, you just see the reality of like all the decisions that are made with people who have a lot of money, whether it be our food supply or healthcare system, government, you know, like, the justice system, it blows your fucking mind, and it makes you really cynical, and it makes you want to fucking, I already don't like people very much, and you watch this stuff and you're like, I fucking hate people. How could they do this? And you know, money is money can corrupt. Money can corrupt. So support people that you know, look, we have to price our clothes higher because we don't have people making them in a sweatshop. They're made right here in downtown LA. And I've touched on this in past episodes. And if you want to buy $20, $25 shorts at the hands of someone doing slave labor, go ahead. You know, because again, it's who do you want to prop up? The people that are willing to make premium things, even if it eats into margins and it costs more and you might be able to sell as much, but you're doing as much as you can the right thing. And this is clothing, this is food, this is everything. You got to decide what team are you on? Are you on the team of high quality? Or are you on the team of quantity and maximizing profits? These are choices you have to make. But when it comes to your fucking diet, man, these eight oils cannot be in on a regular basis. And if they sneak in once a week, a special meal, whatever else, you're going to go to restaurants that are going to use this shit. But you can't go to them often. So start identifying the local restaurants that go out of their way to say we use olive oil and butter. And we certainly don't use these eight ingredients. And that's going to be tougher in the middle parts of America. But again, just be diligent with this. And then if you do go out and have fun, you know, make sure that you can control what happens in your own fucking house. So I didn't mean to go on too much of a rant here, but I was so fucking pissed off and I had to get this information to you. And I'm really glad that this guest came on the show, and apparently her books are blowing up now because I think there's like 4 million viewers to that show. But man, just make sure that you get these out of your diet and start looking at like what you've been eating that has this shit in it. I never even looked at the ingredient list of those kettle chips because, you know, it's this high-end looking bag. They taste delicious. And you kind of don't want to know because ignorance is bliss with this. But when I saw it, I'm like, fuck. Like, I work hard all week. And, you know, inflammation isn't just in terms of risking your health with stuff like this. You know, it affects your joints. You know, sometimes you feel off and it's just those that are members of the dailybj.com, I'm going to post this as a topic in the forum. I want you to kind of look through what's in your closet, your cupboards, whatever, what you've been eating regularly that has this stuff in it. Just, I think it's mind blowing how much you can find this shit in your diet. But again, 4 simple action steps that can immediately start getting this stuff out of your diet, get rid of inflammation, clean up your health profiles, and God forbid you get this disease. Especially as you try to, you know, lean out and burn this fat. It's like, well, I'm scared to burn fat now. Well, no, now you want to get as much of this fat off your body as possible. Because the leaner you are when you get a disease like this, the better off you're going to be. The metabolic messiah, like this is what I'm talking about. I was brought here to help improve your metabolism. You can control that. You can control what you put in your mouth most of the time. You can control how you use your body all of the time. Those two things will allow you the flexibility that even when this shit sneaks in, because it will, but this should be at most 10% or less of your diet. And I consider for a period of time, if you have health issues, metabolic disorder, prediabetes, a lot of belly fat, you've got to cut this shit out because it's already in you. And as you're losing fat, it's gonna be metabolizing you. That's why you got to drink a lot of water. You got to eat a lot of good food. And you got to keep moving. You got to keep blood circulating. You got to get that shit out of your body. You got to detoxify your system. Okay? I care about you. I really do. I've came to the point now where, you know, I get a couple hundred people a day that message me. And many of these people, it's just, what can I do for them? They just want a piece. How can fucking BJ help me today? And I look at some of these threads and it's like, literally 30, I've answered 10, 20, 30 questions from these people. They've never become a customer. And you can say, well, that's it's very cold that you'd only help people that have paid you money or supported you, supported what you're doing. But it's like, I don't, what else can I do? I can't answer all these questions. We're trying to get some help. We had some help coming and then this fucking pandemic. So at some point, I'm going to ideally have someone that can answer stuff on social media for me. But the reality is I can really only help the people at thedailybj.com right now. I'm gonna keep sharing content. I can't answer all the comments. I certainly can't answer the DMs and stuff like that. But if you have a question and you're a member of thedailybj.com, I will try to answer within 24 to 48 hours. We've got the forums active now. I'm always answering comments under the videos of the workouts. You know, it is fortunate. It's not unfortunate. It's fortunate. Because honestly, I can't care about everyone. And the people that are supporting us allow us to keep making this stuff and make it better and get it out to more people anyway. So why would I give any of my time to anyone else? Especially when it's so limited. I'm trying to get more productive. I'm trying to get a schedule going here. I'm really trying to push myself to become a better husband, a better business person, and a better coach and teacher. And I just can't fuck around on social media anymore. I have to post and then leave. So just so you know, if you want to get access to me, you got to be a member of thedailybj.com, and that's why we've opened up the forums, and that's where the communication is going to happen. You might feel a type of way about that, but I'm sorry, man. I got to support the people that support me. I'm one person. I can't get to all this stuff. It eats me up because I want to help people, but you know what? There's so many fucking freeloaders out there that don't give a shit about me. It's always what you did. What have you done for me lately? And then I have these people that have been with me for 5, 10, 15 years. And I can't let these energy vampires steal the best of me when the people that have gotten me here are you know, those are the people where my limited resources have to go. So I want to just share that with you guys, and some of you feel a type of way about that, but I'm sorry, man. I just can't do it. And what ends up happening is I just burn out. I get really embittered. I start fucking hating all people, including the people that support me. And that's not good for my business. And so just had to share that with you guys. But please get this information out to people you care about. And take control of your fucking metabolism. Take control. You've got to take control of your metabolism. This is going to be a 2-year thing. And who knows? This might become an annual pandemic. I'm not trying to be conspiracy theorist, super pessimistic, but you've got the time now and the focus. If you allow yourself to use this time as a training cap and not a fucking jail sentence, you can set up the next decade for yourself. You can set up the next decade, and it starts with everything. Having a schedule, a routine. Being mindful of what you put in your fucking mouth. Using the gift that is the human body. Fortifying it, building it up. Enhancing your performance. Sleeping better. Meditating, breathing. A lot of stuff we're going to be touching more on at thedailybj.com too, but get these Hateful Eight fats out of your diet. Check out the link in the show notes to the article where you can learn more about this author and her books. Dr. Kate, highly recommend it. And use those 4 action steps. I'll conclude it one more time. Use olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, and grass-fed butter to cook with. Use your own oil and vinegar at home. And by oil, I mean olive oil, E-V-O-O, extra virgin olive oil. And vinegars, not vinaigrettes, vinegars. If you want to make your own vinaigrette, and you can add a little sugar to it, whatever else, just make sure none of these 8 seed oils get in them, and use that for your salad dressings and marinades, because they sneak into all dressings in some way. Always read the ingredient list of any package or bottle food. Limit them to once a week if they have any of the 8 hateful oils, especially if they're earlier on in the ingredients list, and start supporting local restaurants and grocers that refuse to use these 8 seed oils, because they are a ticking time bomb. And when you need your immune system to be at its best and you get sick, a lot of this stuff can finally become the true problem that it is, and it can kill you, okay? Love you guys. Peace.